Como News Radio, everything you need to know. Now, Newsline with Ken Schramm.
Well, there is going to be a gay marriage, and it's going to occur in, I think it's going to be an X-Man comic book. The Marvel folk have decided to have their first gay superhero get down on one knee and propose to his intended, and they're going to get married. And I guess the issue is going to come out next month. So this is like a hot one. I'm reading about how the collectors are going nuts over this. You know, there's nothing new about this. I mean, in Riverdale, Archie Comics has a gay character, and I think that DC has. I think Batwoman is gay. I remember reading that, and I also remember reading that DC has announced that one of its marquee superheroes. Now, I don't know what that means, but one of its marquee superheroes. That could be Superman. It could be Batman. It could be Flash. It could be Aquaman. It could be Wonder Woman. There's a whole host of DC superheroes. One of its marquee superheroes is going to come out, I think, sometime in the next month or two. But why don't we talk to someone who knows a lot more about this than I do, and that would be Howard Boyd, who's the manager of Xanadu Comics. How are you, Howard?
Oh, hi, Ken.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
So help me work through this. What's going on here?
It's you know, it's the big thing in the news all around the country right now that, you know, it's a major controversy here. There's a corporate COO is romantically linked with one of his subordinates. Big old controversy.
Okay. So, but what's happening? First of all, let's deal with this marriage and the proposal between who is it? North Star.
Okay. Yes.
See, I haven't read Marvel Comics for a very long time.
Yeah, North Star is a member of the X-Men. The comment I made about the corporate executive. He also runs a extreme sports promotion outfit.
Gotcha.
And his intended here, who he's proposing to, Kyle, is his PR man.
Okay, so he's had a fling with an underling.
Exactly.
Okay, and they're getting married.
And yeah, and you know, just opening it up for, you know, conflicts of interest all over the place.
So what is this? First, you know, I always look for, okay, what's the real motive here? Is there a statement being made, or is this intended to obviously boost the sale of a particular comic book?
You know, they kind of go hand in hand. For the most part, though, Marvel Comics has always been kind of on the forefront of making sure that their comics reflect what's going on in our world. Here in the waking world that we live in, you and I, and as that, they also have also often used the X-Men as that group that really heightens the things that are reflected in our world, revolving around diversity.
How many X-Men are there now?
Well, they recently got their numbers slashed to about 147 worldwide. And they're just starting to rebuild the numbers of mutants in the world.
Because the world needs more mutants.
Well, there's some controversy about that as well.
Who is the first comic book character to come out as gay?
Boy, actually, that's kind of hard to pin down. There have been gay characters in independent comics for many, many years.
But if we talk Marvel or DC,
as far as the mainstream books, there was a kind of an analog of Superman and Batman type characters that DC Comics has for a while that were revealed to be gay, but that didn't cause much of a stir. DC has also had some other gay characters, both in their supporting characters and also some of their headliners, like you mentioned, Batwoman.
I remember Batwoman.
Yeah.
So what did you think when DC made this announcement that one of its marquee, and I have no idea what that means, because I cannot picture them, for example, having Superman come out of the closet.
Right.
Plus, he's in love with Lois Lane.
He definitely is. and that's a fairly well-established relationship. I don't think they're going to muck around with that. But they're also, in both the DC and Marvel universes, there are parallel universes. There are alternate realities.
I can only deal with one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you were talking about the Archie comic situation as well. That gay marriage that happened in the Archie comics was an alternate universe.
That's where Archie became female or something?
It's actually a parallel future timelines
The guys in there are laughing at me now. I read a story where Archie became a female, but it was like a dream or something.
You know, they may have done that as well.
I thought you were the comic book guru. How the hell am I supposed to know more than you?
Well, I haven't heard that one, but I wouldn't be surprised.
So, okay, so who's your guess for the DC? When they say marquee superhero, I'm thinking it's got to be, you know, you're talking Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Flash, Aquaman. You're talking the big ones,
Those
right?
Those are the big names, and it's probably going to be somebody like that. I'm thinking it's going to be one of those analog characters in an alternate universe.
I have no idea what you mean by that.
I
don't have a clue.
I think Stephen Hawking could explain it to you.
So is it going to count?
Oh, it'll count. But it'll count as far as, comics continuity is always changing, first of all.
It doesn't sound like there's much continuity at all.
Depending on who's writing
it. If you don't like it, you just shove them into another dimension.
They do try to maintain certain levels of continuity.
Bet is on Flash.
You know, it could be.
My bet's on Flash.
There have been a number of individuals who have taken on the role of the Flash. And so, in that case, it could be. I mean, some of them have been shown to be happily married. Others have been shown
See,
to be.
See, you're taking me into these alternate universes again.
No, this is actually different people in the same universe wearing the same uniform.
What about Green Lantern?
Green Lantern, it could be a Green Lantern. There are several hundred thousand Green Lanterns throughout the universe.
You know you're driving me crazy.
I hope so.
You are.
You just have to come down and buy the books and read them.
No, why? I just get more confused.
No, it all comes clear as you read it.
Oh, man. Yeah, our crack board engineer says Green Arrow.
It could be the Green Arrow. He's changed things around. He lives in Seattle now, you know.
He does?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Never mind. Never. I would say thank you, Howard, but you've confused the hell out of me.
Well, I hope I haven't confused the listeners too much.
All right. And where are you located, by the way? You're in the U District, right?
No, we're actually downtown Seattle.
Okay, downtown.
We're on 3rd Avenue.
All right. Go look up Howard down at Xanadu Comics and let him confuse you like he confused me. Good talking with you, Howard.
Good talking to you. Thanks
Take care,
for the
man.
Call. Bye-bye.
What is he talking? All the there's different dimensions. I don't give a hoot about different dimensions. I just want to know, is Superman going to wind up being gay? That's all I wanted to know.